Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, it's a new day. It's a new episode of Your Daily Scrum with Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. I'm Ryan, that's Todd. We get together each and every day to help you get better with your work each and every day. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the comments. Hey, there's a lot of good stuff going on there. Even in the description, learn about the classes we teach, the book we wrote called Fixing Your Scrum, and a whole bunch of other stuff that we have going on. I think that's pretty good for the YouTube requirements.
And now memberships. Yeah.
Memberships.
Yeah, we got some deep content going underneath memberships.
That's right. How could I forget? So check out the membership option. There's a few tiers. You can support the channel. You can also get, like Todd said, some deeper content. We're going to help you get ready for your certifications. We're going to help you get better at your work. We're doing hour-long conversations with the industry's best. Check that out as well. All right. Todd, today, kind of an interesting, awkward, weird topic. Common signs you're getting fired. Now, I think we both qualify for this. Todd, we have both been fired from jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think I'll tell a story here, and then you can... if you don't mind, is that cool?
Yeah, do it. I want to hear how you got fired.
This was one of this was the big one. We had just finished a big acquisition. I had spent the last 2 years walking almost all of my friends out the door as we integrated with another company of equal size. And, you know, for strategic purposes, they didn't need redundancies. And so it was really bad. Like, I was not in a good place mentally. I was not happy doing the... It's no fun walking your friends out the door, right? And a global acquisition is just taxing. And so after about 2 years, they threw this kind of party. And at this party, my boss wouldn't talk to me. I started getting cold shoulder. Kind of like... And I would walk up to her and say, hey, how's it going? What's going on next? And she's like, I got to go over here now. And I just noticed, like, I could not get... a minute. And I was like, hey, can we schedule something? Like even a few days leading up to it, like, hey, you're going to be in town. That's awesome. Can we do our one-on-one? And it was, no, we're going to delay it a little bit. It was very standoffish, which was unusual for her. Cause normally she was very engaging, very happy to talk. And it was just a total opposite attitude towards me, which that kind of set my spidey senses off there. Todd, you ever been there?
Yeah, you know, very similar circumstance. It's the same thing. It was like a downsizing type of deal. And the bosses just disappeared.
Yeah.
Right. Where they would be ever active present and were really engaged in the trenches on the ground, doing a good job with that. Poof, they were gone. And then that eerie feel, that's a really eerie feeling you're describing there, that when you're trying to engage with somebody and they're not engaging like they normally would. So I think that might be one of the common signs, and I don't mean to chuckle, but this is serious stuff. The boss won't talk, or the bosses are gone, right? That's usually a tall tale sign. Right?
Well, another very obvious sign then, after this party, meetings that included HR started showing up on my calendar. And what was interesting was we were sitting outside of a conference room as I was about to go into a meeting that I didn't know anything about. And my counterpart from the company that we had purchased was sitting next to me. And so I knew him really well. He had been at the company I was at. He had left and then he came back. I mean, so we've known each other 10, 12 years. And I just turned to him and I said, "Hey, buddy, whichever one of us goes in first is getting canned." So, and he just kind of like nervously laughed. I'm like, "And it's really okay, man. Like, if it's you, I'm happy. If it's me, I'm sorry." And of course, they came out and said, "Hey, Ryan, we're going to talk to you first." And he just hugged. This dude was sick. Like, he was sick to his stomach. Like, and he's a great guy. And I was happy that for him and his family. But yeah, and I get called in and it was, "Hey, you did a great job on this acquisition and downsizing, and now it's your turn." And yeah, they thought that was a joke. So by the way, sometimes HR people have horrible senses of humor. Yeah. The nice part, I did get a nice package and I was very well compensated for 2 years of misery. But when the meetings start popping up, that's when it's probably too late at that point to prep and plan. Yeah. But the meetings popping up.
The meetings, can I add to that too?
Because
you called it out and I have this similar experience. By the way, I've had this on both sides of the table, unfortunately. I've been through that more than I care to on either. Well, one time on the side of the table we're talking about now, many times on the other side of the table where I'm actually having to do the unfortunate part of the firing. But when meetings start popping up with people that you're unaccustomed to having in them.
Yep.
Right. So you're mentioning an HR representative, something like that. A lot of the times from a managerial perspective, having those kinds of really tough conversations when things, maybe there's layoffs happening or maybe this is a case where it's just not a good fit for you for an organization. It's really important to have somebody there from an HR perspective, because these things can get really, really messy quickly.
Yep.
I think that goes without saying. Another obvious sign, I think, is if you're on something like a PIP, like a performance improvement.
Oh, yeah. Plan,
right. So a lot of the times I'm going to pause and say that before I get too far into this, if this is something that's happening to you right now, in most cases, it's not your fault. Now, if you're constantly late and things like that, but if it's a lack of a mesh of skill set or personality for the company should have done a better due diligence about getting you there. Right. And I've seen this happen a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I've unfortunately done this a few times. But if it is something like you're late and there's all these things and there's an important performance improvement plan, you have those signs kind of mounting, right? And we all have things happening that might lead to that kind of thing happening in your life. But I think like the PIP is probably something else.
A PIP is a good sign. And I'll tell you from an executive standpoint, we typically didn't put people on PIPs because we wanted them to improve. They were put on PIPs as a means, as another step in the process of getting rid of you.
Yeah.
And so I would say 9 times out of 10, if you're on a PIP right now, you need to be looking for another job.
Yeah.
I would not look at a PIP as, "Oh, I'm getting rehabilitated and I'm going to be considered a high contributing performer someday."
Yeah. I would say I would consider myself 0% having put people on something like that in the past. 0% of the time did it work out. Right. Okay. That is a protect your neck type of thing.
They're covering legal bases for your eventual termination.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think some other common signs, if you notice that projects are getting shifted to other people, like if you were heavily involved in 3 or 4 projects and suddenly you're put down to 1 non-critical, you need to keep an eye on that. Sometimes that just happens. So what I don't want people walking away from this video think all paranoid that, "Oh my gosh, I lost a project yesterday." Yeah. Like, it's a collective body of evidence, right? So when you start seeing more than one of these pop up, but if your work is getting diminished, and alongside that, if you're noticing that they're having people shadow or start to like, "Hey, can you explain to Greg how to work this YouTube stuff, Ryan?" If Todd starts asking other people to help,
let me slack Greg right now.
Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff is a sign that it's under consideration.
You know what? This is, you're lending me to think something even to a little bit more meta than that is, if like a fired, maybe laid off is another word here, but we can just kind of box that into one. But if you start noticing in the office or with your tooling that they're really constraining budget a lot, right? And I know that there's with the pandemic and things like this, there's been turbulent times for companies and things like that. But if it's like, it wouldn't have been an issue for you to get something that costs $100. And now they're saying, we can't renew that. We can't do that. You can't spend money on that. That's a sign. I'm not saying that the company isn't just constraining budget, but if it really starts to constrain outside of way beyond the bounds of normal, like you can't even get a pen in the office, you might start to think that there might be some budgetary things happening behind the scenes that could lend itself to something like that happening.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was cell phones when they started pulling cell phones for managers, and like when assets start getting removed, like, oh, that extra tablet, we're going to need that back. And they start collecting some of those toys early. It's a pretty telltale sign. Yeah. I would also, again, an obvious one, but something that you need to consider, a poor performance review. If you get out of your annual review and you can tell that people are less than pleased, you are at risk. And typically you don't come back from that. It's really, once you have that bad review in place, it affects everything. Like when you go to get promoted and you're competing against others for promotion, that review rears its ugly head. Right. And an executive will say, well, no, I can't promote that person. 2 years ago, they got a 2 out of 5. I mean, all of those things, they're looking for excuses not to promote you. And in fact, a 2 out of 5 might get you fired down the road because you're no longer promotable. And it's something to consider.
Yeah. All of these, by the way, I think it goes without saying, we're not trying to make light of these things.
No, we've been
through this stuff before. So if there was a couple of chuckles in there, it's kind of like probably drawing ourselves back to a time in history. These are stressful things that happen, but in the end of the day, life goes on, right? Yep. And there's other opportunities. There's ways that you can continue to reinvent yourself, to be better, to find a better place for you. This is not, absolutely not the end of the world, right?
Yeah. And just to be, super clear here, Todd and I have both been fired from jobs. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, we got laid off. We got straight up fired, right? And rightfully so. They were just, I won't speak for Todd. The one time it happened to me, I needed it to happen. I wouldn't have left and I was done. I don't know about you, Todd. Would you say yours was somewhat justified?
Mine was a budgetary kind of deal. So I guess it was justified to some extent. I would say it was justified in the fact that we were under delivering, and because we were undelivering, unfortunately, it ended an entire program.
Right. And so, yeah, we're definitely not making light. And in fact, we've been on the other side of this, and it is, in my executive career, the worst thing I've ever had to do. And so my wife would always know, she would see the look on my face and say, oh, so you had to let someone go today. And the answer was yes. And
it's awful,
terrible thing to have to do. And it's something that we always, I know Todd and I always took very seriously. And we really tried to make it a last resort. Maybe that's a future video, like what we actually would go through with an employee before ultimately pulling that HR lever and starting that process.
Yeah.
Well, all right. On that high note of getting fired, we hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. No, that's a few days away, but it is a serious topic. Let us know your questions, right? Do you have questions about what happens behind closed doors, how some of this works? I'd be happy to answer those, but I'm going to pull up the end screen. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any future videos. Check out our socials. We've got a lot going on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Some videos are going to pop up. It's a couple of our free courses, right? So we still have some free content out here. Check those out. It's on the Scrum Framework and on EBM. Some merch is going to pop up. Hey, it's the holiday season. A Squirrel Burger hoodie looks good on every Scrum Master. Check those out. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward and do some awesome work today. If you see the signs, maybe it's time to move on. Story points are trash. See you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!